The following recording is made exclusively for members of FemDomTraining.ca, the number one female dominance and male submission training site on the internet today. Log in or join today to learn more.
Hi there. I want you to be able to take your man deep under your spell, simply and easily with the snap of your fingers. I've made a file for men that corresponds to this file called The Deep End. For best results, listen to the hypnosis version of this file every night for 30 days, while your man listens to The Deep End at the same time. If you're listening to the Day Trainer file, listen when time permits, like when you are driving to work, or in the car alone, or working around the house with headphones. This file will introduce you to the deep end from a woman's point of view. Let's begin. I want you to lie back with your arms at your side and your legs straight. Feel yourself sink into the bed. Your body becoming heavier. And the bed getting softer and softer. You can feel your body relaxing as you sink deeper into the bed. Your head relaxes as it drifts deeper into the pillow. Your neck relaxes. Your shoulders lose all tension and sink deeply into the bed. You can feel your chest rise and fall with breath as it sinks into the bed. All the way down your body to your legs. Every inch of you slip further into relaxation and deeper into the bed. Can you feel your body sinking? Do you feel how soft and relaxing it is? You feel as though you are laying on a cloud. A soft, puffy cloud that is floating around carelessly. A cloud that will not let you fall. You feel your body sinking into the cloud as you take a deep breath in. And out. And in. And out. You breathe deeper. In. And out. With each breath, your body sinks deeper into the cloud, and you feel all of your worries begin to float away. Deeper and deeper you sink, floating aimlessly without a care in the world. You are drifting now without any worries in your mind. All of the bad things you have felt and all of the worries you have had leave your body every time you exhale. In and out. You breathe one last deep breath to get rid of whatever worry was left inside you. Now you just drift along, listening to the sound of my voice. As you listen to my voice, it begins to sound like the ocean waves on a breezy summer day, building up at sea and crashing into the shore. Slowly, calmly, you can hear the waves coming in, and just in front of those waves is a bird. I wonder if you can imagine that bird. Rising into flight, its wings going up and down, pushing it through the air softly, to the left, to the right, up, down, to the left, to the right, until that bird lands on the top of a hill. I wonder if you can imagine being at the top of that hill and seeing stairs that wind down to the bottom. It is a small hill. There aren't many stairs. Each one takes you deeper down and closer to the bottom. And I wonder if you can imagine stepping down those stairs, going one at a time, deeper and deeper, trying to reach the bottom of that hill. Each step deeper you count, stepping down the first step. 10. You are one step closer to the bottom. Next step is 9. Deeper you go towards the bottom. 8. Deeper and deeper still. 7. Even deeper you step. 6. Deeper and deeper and deeper. 5. Deeper and deeper. You are halfway to the bottom. 4. Still deeper you go. Trying to find your way to the bottom, one step at a time. 3. You are almost there as you step even deeper. Two. There are no worries left. As you step deeper, you have no cares in the world. Nothing matters. You are completely and totally relaxed as you step even deeper. And one, you have arrived. You have stepped into a calm and clean room. One where there are no worries. You can simply relax. Enjoy the feeling of being so relaxed that you have nothing to worry about, nothing to think about. If any stray thoughts try to get into the room, imagine that they are birds. And they fly away like the bird on the beach, taking your worries and stress with them. You have no issues. There is nothing you need to do. Just relax. You are okay. Everything is now okay. Can you imagine a chalkboard hanging on the wall and covered in words? Suddenly you realize that you want to erase that chalkboard. Grabbing an eraser, you begin to swipe slowly, back and forth, until all of the words are gone. And now that all the words are gone, you are free to write new words on the chalkboard. You are free to rewrite your entire life from this point forward. No longer are you restricted by your past limiting beliefs. And with these past negative beliefs, you are able to release them, never to feel them again. In this new awareness, you understand the important role you have in your relationship. You are the leader of your relationship, and your words and actions will dictate the quality of life that you live. You are no longer content with the status quo. You understand that you have a precious gift. This gift is that your man is a submissive male that wishes to surrender his will and his orgasms, thoughts, beliefs, and opinions to you. This is a tremendous gift. It does come with some responsibility, though. The responsibility part is easy, though. It simply means you are responsible for your own happiness, as it always should have been. In the past, this was not the case. But now you have the power to snap your fingers and ask your partner to obey your every word. You have built a craving that is insatiable. You wish to nurture your craving of feeling your feminine power increase every day. As you nurture your desires to become more and more dominant, you realize how easy it is. All you have to do is ask. Anything you ask your man will become a reality. He will obey your every word. Darling, your confidence is growing every day, and I want you to learn how to take your man to the deep end of the pool. The deep end of the pool is simply a metaphor for increasing your man's submission. The pool is a pool filled with submissive thoughts. This pool is not for you. It is for him. You are the lifeguard. You are the one in charge of keeping him safe. His need to be a submissive male can make him swim out too far and get in over his head. That is a good place for him to be. Darling, at this point, he needs you. He needs you more than ever. And whatever you ask from him in this state of mind is going to be answered with his only reply to you from this day forward. Yes. And I want you to feel comfortable with taking your man to the deep end of the pool daily. It is so easy to do, darling. It starts with the simplest of rituals. Whenever you are alone in your home with your man, you tell him to strip naked. This is how your submissive male feels your authority. With you fully clothed and him naked at all times, this is one of the easiest methods to taking your man to the deep end of the pool. It required no effort on your part, other than the words. Strip. As your man strips for you, it has become obvious to you that this is the beginning of a new life for you. A life of service, gratitude, respect, love, and worship from the man you love. But beware. Sometimes a man remembers he can swim by himself and doesn't need a lifeguard. It is your duty to make sure he is always in over his head so that he needs you. How do you do this? Darling, you keep him naked at all times whenever possible. There is also one other activity that will send your man into the deepest mindset of submission possible. It is penetration, sweetie. It is very simple. You penetrate his end. You penetrate it deeply. You crave his submission more with each passing day. And you realize that it is easy to get. You simply tell him to strip at all times. And as often as you have the energy and desire, you bend him over with his face down, and you fuck his ass with a strap on. This is the deep end, honey. This is his deep end. This is your deep end. This is where men become addicted to the loving and sometimes forceful authority from the women they adore. He adores you, darling. He needs your strap-on. He needs it deep in his ass. The more you take him there, the more lasting the effects of submission are. And with each passing day that your man is exercising his submission, you are exercising your desire to enslave him to your every word. You wish to learn how far you can take him. And the one thing you have learned is that it starts with him being naked and you penetrating him on a regular basis. Let's reinforce this with the reality of the deep end. Repeat in your head after me. I feel more powerful every day. I accept my man's submissive nature and will help him nurture it. My man is a gift to me, in which I will cherish. I will train my man to serve me in the manner in which all women deserve. I understand the deep end of the pool. I will take him to the deep end of the pool. I will take him with my strap on. My man is my pet. Pets need obedience training. Good, darling. You're getting it. What is the easiest way to make a man become more and more submissive? Making him get naked at every chance you get. Getting your man to accept anal penetration as part of your intercourse. Getting him to accept that face down and ass up is his permanent role in your household. Darling, you wear the pants in the family. You are the man of the household. All the while being the sexy dominant you were always supposed to be. It was no fluke that you are here listening to this. Everything that has happened to you in your life has led you up to this point. It isn't until we accept who we are fully that we start living a congruent life. It is absolutely where you are supposed to be right now. With me, telling you how wonderfully powerful your femininity is. You had no idea that all this time you could make any man your play pet simply by taking control. Even men that you think are strong and masculine need to be put in their place at the foot of a strong woman. They all want it. They all need it. It is so simple. When you tell a man to strip, it is erotic for them. When you tell them to strip and you are forceful about it, almost no man will resist, especially if you have honed this skill. Hone this skill, darling. Your man is to be naked around you as much as possible. It will be the new norm. And when you feel deliciously in charge, you can make him fetch your strap on and you can take him whenever and wherever you feel like it. These two things will keep your man in a permanent state of submission, especially when you regulate his orgasms. Keep him horny and naked, and he will do your every bidding. That is why you must learn to penetrate him. Get him to accept that this is the new way you have sex. Most of the time without orgasmic release for him. Sometimes you'll let him come, and when he comes while you are fucking his ass, he will be forever yours. If you do it right, he will always be an alpha male to the rest of the world, and even for you when you require it. But at any time, you can turn him into your personal servant simply by taking him to the deep end. The deep end, darling, is him naked, bent over, face down, ass up, and your strap-on deep in his end. Simple, darling. There are only three things that you do to make any man submissive. One, you make him strip and be naked as much as your situation allows. Two, you restrict his orgasm, much like a diet. He has them infrequently, and it is up to you when he can have them. 3. Anal penetration. Am I making this crystal clear for you, darling? Understand that this secret has been passed down from generations of dominant women to their daughters. It is the secret to wealth, happiness, and a life of feeling wanted, appreciated, and loved. A man that is not trained is a walking cock with no regards to anyone but himself. There is nothing more erotic than taming the wild beast. You have it in you. You are the leader of your pack. Okay, darling. It is time to wake up now. 5. Always strive to keep your man in the deep end. 4. The deep end is simply you being deep in his end. 3. Your life, your plans, your desires all coming together. 2. You are here for a reason. 1. Wake up. Darling, your man wants to live in the deep end. Take him there. Keep him safe. Always your control. Always up to you. You can take him in and out of the pool altogether anytime you want. Your control is what will give your relationship everything you have ever wanted. We don't get what we want out of life by sitting on the sidelines thinking about it. We take control of our lives. We take control of our men. We take control of our politicians. We take control of the world. It is the dawn of a new era. It is the dawn of a woman president coming to America. It is the dawn of the world coming to a new balance of order under the leadership of women just like you. Never forget how powerful you truly are.
The preceding recording was made exclusively for members of femdomtraining.ca, the number one female dominance and male submission training site on the internet today. Log in or join today to learn more.